Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V, here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is the 21st Sunday in Ordinary Time, August 23rd, 2026. Our passage today is from the Evangelist Matthew, where Matthew writes, "Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, and he asked his disciples, 'Who do people say that the Son of Man is?' They replied, 'Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets.' He said to them, 'But who do you say that I am?' Peter said in reply, 'You are the Christ, the Son of the living God.'" A pivotal moment in the gospel occurs when Jesus stops walking, turns to his disciples, and asks two questions. The first is easy: who do people say that the Son of Man is? The answer comes quickly: John the Baptist, Elijah, Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. Everybody has an opinion. Then Jesus asks the question that changes everything: but who do you say that I am? That question has echoed through every century, every culture, every generation. It is not a question that can be answered by repeating what others believe. It requires a response born from encounter, prayer, and experience. There is an old story about a celebrated violinist who decided to play anonymously in a busy subway station during the morning rush. Dressed like an ordinary commuter, he opened his violin case and began performing some of the most beautiful music ever composed. Thousands of people hurried by. Most never slowed down. A few tossed coins into his case without looking up. Only a handful stopped to listen. When the experiment was over, people learned that the musician was one of the world's greatest violinists, playing on an instrument worth millions of dollars. The beauty had been present all along, but people failed to recognize it because they did not expect greatness to appear in such an ordinary surrounding. Recognition depends upon the eyes with which we see. Jesus stood before his disciples as an ordinary man from Nazareth. To many, he was simply another teacher, another prophet, another voice among many. But Peter saw something deeper. His eyes had been opened by grace. "You are the Christ," he says, "the Son of the living God." Jesus immediately tells him that this insight did not come from human intelligence. "Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father." Faith is never merely the conclusion of careful reasoning. It is always first a gift. God opens the eyes of the heart so that we may recognize the one who has been standing before us all along. Contemplative spirituality begins precisely here. It is not learning more information about Jesus. It's allowing Christ to reveal himself personally within the silence of our hearts. The contemplative does not simply study Jesus. The contemplative comes to know him. Many people know facts about Jesus. They know the story, the commandments, the doctrines, and the history. Yet knowledge alone cannot answer his question: "Who do you say that I am?" Only a relationship can answer that. Every season of life invites us to an answer differently. When we are young, perhaps Jesus is our teacher. When we suffer, he becomes our companion. When we fail, he is our mercy. When we grieve, he is our resurrection. When we are lost, he is our shepherd. The more deeply we walk with him, the more our answer grows. Peter himself would continue discovering who Jesus truly was. The one who boldly proclaimed Jesus as the Messiah would later deny even knowing him. Yet Jesus never withdrew his love. After the resurrection, he restored Peter with another question. Not, "Why did you fail?" but, "Do you love me?" Faith is always a journey from knowing about Christ to belonging completely to Christ. The gospel also reminds us that every disciple inevitably lives among competing voices. Our culture constantly asks us to define ourselves by achievement, appearance, success, influence, or possessions. Public opinion shifts almost daily. Popularity rises and falls. Ideologies compete for our allegiances. But within ourselves, countless inner voices whisper fear, doubt, pride, self-sufficiency. Against all those voices, Jesus quietly asks a single question. Who do you say that I am? The answer determines everything else. If Jesus is merely an inspiring teacher, then his words become optional advice. If he is only a moral example, then we admire him without surrendering to him. But if he truly is the Christ, the Son of the living God, every aspect of our lives belongs to him. Our hopes, our fears, our successes, our wounds, our future. The contemplative life invites us to return to this question every day. In silent prayer, we sit before Christ, not to impress him with many words, but simply to be with him. Gradually, almost imperceptibly, our hearts become shaped by his presence. We discover that faith is less about possessing answers and more about allowing ourselves to be possessed by his love. As we gaze upon Christ, he quietly transforms the one who is gazing. Eventually, another question begins to emerge. If Jesus asks me who I believe he is, perhaps he is also asking whether my life reflects that belief. Would someone recognize Christ by watching the way I forgive? Would they recognize him by my patience, by my generosity, by my peace, by the way I carry suffering, by the way I welcome the stranger? The most convincing confession of faith is not spoken with our lips, but written with our lives. Every Eucharist becomes Peter's confession renewed. As we approach the altar, we proclaim not merely with words, but with our entire being, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And having recognized him, we are sent into a world so that others through our lives begin to recognize him as well. The question remains before us each day, not who others say Jesus is, not what our culture says, not even what our family believes, but who do I say that he is? Our answer is given not once, but every day, in every choice to trust him, to follow him, and to become more like him. May our lives more eloquently than words continually proclaim with Peter, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, You continue to ask each of us the question that reaches the deepest places of our hearts. Open our eyes through the gift of faith so that we may recognize you as the living Son of God. Draw us beyond knowing about you into the intimacy of truly knowing you. In the silence of prayer, reveal yourself more fully each day and shape our hearts to resemble your own. May our words, our choices, our compassion, and our love become a living confession that you are our Lord and Savior. Strengthen us to follow you faithfully until the day we see you face to face and join the eternal song of praise before the Heavenly Father. Amen. If you found a moment of blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to return here to my hermitage each and every day when we take a look at one of the verses from the Gospels and apply its deeper meaning to our lives. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.